step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Minnesota Vikings draft season is officially 1 week from today. We are recording this on a Thursday, and I'm excited to welcome on my next guest. He came on last year. His name is Luke Yeager. Luke, I appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast today.
Oh, heck yeah. Thanks for having me. It was fun last time.
Oh, man. We got fired up. We were yelling at each other. No, just kidding. No. Luke and I, we go way back to my wife knowing Luke, and so that's how we got introduced. But he's in Arizona. I'm in Minnesota. And I first must admit something. So I'm a producer for iHeartRadio. Everybody that's listening, if you don't know or watching. And one of my biggest pet peeves is like when someone says, hey, I'll be on the recording at 1:30 Central Time. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to hit the record button. I'm ready to do what I got to do as a producer to get this thing recorded, edited, published, and produced, yada, yada, yada. Well, I tell Luke, 1:30 Central Time. He agrees to it. He texts me at 1:29 saying, I'm jumping on. And I text him at 1:30 saying, perfect. I'm jumping on right now, too. As I jump on, my computer doesn't recognize my microphone or the camera pointing directly at me right now. So the only way to get that thing to get fixed is to restart the whole thing. Praise Jesus, there wasn't a software update that automatically did what it did for 2 hours and 15 minutes while the computer was restarting. So Luke, if you just want to take a moment and just yell at me, call me whatever you want, say barbaric things towards the camera just to vent and get things off your chest, the floor is yours.
Look, now I work in video primarily. That's my actual job, the one that pays me. As much as I would love talking about the Vikings to pay me, I've worked in video and I understand technology is the worst. I mean, it's great, but it's also the worst. It'll strike when you least want it to.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things, man. So what's it like being a Vikings fan in Arizona before we dive into the NFL draft situations?
You know, it's not, Arizona's kind of a weird spot because nobody's really from Arizona. You know, it's one of those places kind of like Vegas. Nobody's really from Vegas. Everybody moves there. So we've got, LA fans, a ton of Seattle fans, ton of Denver fans, and a ton of Minnesota fans. And then, I mean, obviously the Cardinal fan base is good too, but it's not.
But not really. They're all adopted really. Fans. So if they're not really from Arizona, are they adopted fans? Is that what they are?
Kinda, I guess. I mean, I think it's just if you've lived here long enough or like so many people may have been born in Arizona, but because their parents moved from somewhere else, their families are Packers fans, their families are whatever. So I would say the Cardinal fans are the ones that were born here and their parents probably didn't care that much about football. That's probably totally. It.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to get to on this pod, but a little introduction to Luke. Follow the Relegation League podcast on TikTok, on Twitter. You can watch them on YouTube. They post to all the Apple, Spotify. That's their podcast. It's a special fantasy football podcast. Very cool setup, ownership. Lots of fun, different things that you don't see in lots of fantasy football leagues. So go check out that podcast right now for some great fantasy football action. All right, so the NFL draft is officially 1 week from today, Luke. And Minnesota Vikings, there's rumors happening every day where like, oh, they're trading up to 3. Oh, they're trading to 4. Oh, they might stay at 23. Well, now they might get jumped by the Giants. With everything that's happening and with everything that could happen, what's your take on all of it? What do you buy? What are you hesitant to believe? Do you think the Vikings are going to – well, let's start with this. Do you think the Vikings are going to trade up to 3 or 4 or 5 and draft a quarterback?
I think they want to. I think every move they've made shows that they want to. But at the end of the day, what they do comes down to what their trade partners are willing to give. They can only move up as high as somebody says yes to. I mean, like if – if the Cardinals say, you know what, I know you can give us a bigger offer, but we still want one of the top two wide receivers, so we're going to trade with the Giants, move back two spots, gain a little less extra capital, still more extra capital than what they currently have, and take Neighbors instead of Harrison or something like that, they can easily do that. I mean, the Vikings want a QB, and I think Kwesi has made all the right moves to set himself up in the best spot to move up. But if he can't, he can't. And then you kind of adjust. You go to plan B, and the team has so many other needs that it might not be a bad thing if it happens. Like, I'm excited as a fan to see a QB come here. But I also, who knows? After Caleb Williams, the other three guys could all pretty easily be busts. They could all be great, but they could be busts. Who knows?
Even Caleb Williams could be a bust with the situation in Chicago. I mean, Chicago, they haven't developed a quarterback in forever, and they're hoping that Caleb Williams can finally be that guy. So are you telling me that you could be completely comfortable with Sam Darnold as QB1 and QB2 and QB3 entering the NFL season?
I can be comfortable knowing we're not winning a Super Bowl. I definitely think that if that happens, you are playing for next year. You're playing for the year after, it just in a different way. And you will retain your first round pick because you didn't move up to get a quarterback. So you'll still have your first rounder next year, probably have another top 10 pick and see what happens then.
Mm-hmm. The problem, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the problem has surfaced recently that the New York Giants and Peter Schrager, he did a mock draft recently for NFL.com, and he posted it on his podcast, and he mentioned on two different occasions that the New York Giants are his likely trade-up scenario to that number 4 overall pick to snag JJ McCarthy. Now, the problem that the Giants have is that they have Daniel Jones under contract for a year. They're at number 6. So that's only two spots, but like you said, then that allows the Arizona Cardinals to draft one of their wide receivers that they love in this upcoming NFL draft. So of the quarterbacks that are available, you got Williams, he's going 1. Jaden Daniels, he's likely going 2. And then it becomes a little bit of a question mark. The Patriots, my prediction is that they're going to select Drake May, number 3 overall. And then it seems like JJ McCarthy is going to be that fourth quarterback off the board to whatever team trades up to that number 4 overall spot. In a perfect scenario, outside of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, which quarterback in this year's draft class, could be Bo Nix, could be Penix Jr., which quarterback are you hoping the Minnesota Vikings snag in the first round?
The perfect scenario? If we're going perfect scenario, they don't have to trade up and JJ McCarthy falls to 11.
Okay.
That's the
very
perfect
unlikely
scenario.
A little unlikely, though.
Very unlikely. But although I'm...
Well, if we want to get into a perfect scenario, what about this? Caleb Williams falls past 10.
Nobody's not coming.
Hey, the NFL draft is unpredictable. You never know.
You know what? Maybe we got an Aaron Rodgers situation. Maybe Caleb falls all the way to 23. Maybe we get him with our second pick.
Oh, man. Think about how motivated he's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Chip on the shoulder. No, I think between – this is a bit of a cop-out answer, and I realize it is.
Oh, come on. Put your balls on the wall and stick it.
What kind of phrase is that?
I don't even know what that means. Who cares?
I want the quarterback that Kevin O'Connell believes most in.
If it's not the guy he wants most,
I would rather wait. Like if he wants Drake May, and Drake May gets taken at 3, we can't trade up. I don't want us to trade up to 4 to get McCarthy.
What if they love multiple quarterbacks?
Then if they believe in both, get either of them. Move up, do what you can, but keep, other than don't trade next year's first. So that's my big thing, is maintain next year's first, because I think no matter what quarterback we have, we're going to have a top-end pick next year, and I don't want to give that up. Give up the 2 first this year, move up. I think I like McCarthy more, but I'm not an NFL scout. I haven't watched too close.
Well, you do. You're host of the Relegation Fantasy Football League podcast. What more do you need?
Yeah, I love fantasy football. I don't watch much college tape. Mm-hmm. So all the stuff that I know is all post college. All the research I've done for the rookie draft coming up in my league. Mm-hmm. The thing that scares me a bit about May is his inability to seem to throw on the run, to make things happen when things break down. He seems a bit too much like a Kirk Cousins to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think McCarthy might have a bit more. He can make things happen when this might. I don't know
when
if anyone
break
has
down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. When things break down, when he's got pressure in his face, I see him more as maybe what Russell Wilson was early in his career. He's not mm-hmm. a high volume guy, but he's a very accurate guy, throws across the middle. He can throw from different positions, get on the run. I like that. But I think May probably has the higher ceiling. Like if he turns out to be the best he can be, mm-hmm. I think he's probably a better quarterback than McCarthy. But
yeah,
I just
my concern with McCarthy is that he was under that Michigan system and wasn't asked to do a whole lot. So when I see a guy mm-hmm. like Drake May coming out of North Carolina, I'm a little bit more excited about that because he wasn't surrounded by the perfect coach, the perfect wide receivers, offensive linemen, defense. When you look at J.J. McCarthy's statistics in Michigan, it's like, what were you asked to do? And maybe that's a result of, you know what, he could do a lot more, but because he was surrounded by such great talent, they didn't need him to do a whole lot. But if you are going to be a top-end quarterback in the NFL, I just want you to have to deliver something more than being carried to a national championship, which J.J. McCarthy was at Michigan. So I do believe that J.J. McCarthy will end up a Minnesota Viking because he just looks like a Minnesota Viking. I don't know why. But so I think they'll find some way to trade up to snag him, but I don't want to do that. That's my prediction of what's going to happen, but I'd rather have Drake May on the Minnesota Vikings roster strictly because he was asked to carry the North Carolina Tar Heels to as many wins as he did.
You're right. You are right that McCarthy was in a better system, but he also played the toughest. I think his schedule this last year was ranked he played the hardest defenses in the nation, and he performed what, like, I think he has the talent to do it and might have just been in a system where it didn't show it off as much. Like, I mean, who knows? This is a hypothetical, but if he was in a system where he had to do more, maybe he would be the number two guy. Like, maybe we wouldn't even have a shot at him because he was playing for a system where Harbaugh just wanted to run the ball. And he did the best with what he was given, which is always what you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, those are all fair points. We don't really understand. I mean, nobody does. We're all making these predictions. And one of my favorite takes to give after the NFL draft, once I see everyone's predictions or analysis after the first round, who won the draft? Who lost the first? Nobody knows. You could go back years and like look at the 2019 NFL draft, the winners and losers, and you look at the players that are still playing in the NFL, and like those guys will look like complete morons because they have absolutely no idea which player is going to pan out, which player isn't going to pan out.
Yep.
I was brought an idea by somebody. Someone that follows the Minnesota Tim Page on Facebook sent me a message and said, what about Marvin Harrison Jr., Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, Sam Darnold showed spots of like, hey, you know what, maybe it could do a little something with the San Francisco 49ers when you consider his situations with the Carolina Panthers and the New York Jets. It's probably the biggest hypothetical you could even ever possibly think of, but like, is it a little mouth-watering to you? Like, would that excite you?
No, I listened to that podcast. I think that was your last one you produced, right? No, it does nothing for me. I mean, sure, kind of fun to think about like whatever if you were playing Madden, but there's so many other things that this team needs, and this draft is so deep at wide receiver that. Yeah. They could wait until the fourth round and get a guy like Luke McCaffrey, who would be a great wide receiver three, or maybe even move up into the third round and get some of the field stretchers. Who's that Alabama kid, lightning fast field stretcher? I can't remember his name.
The guy that can catch the ball really well?
Yeah, all of them. there's so many guys. A Troy Franklin. Like,
wow,
that
I thought
you
didn't watch college football. This is insane. I've never heard of these guys in my entire life.
So, Troy Franklin, he's the
beast.
Oregon kid. No, I'm not a beast. This is, again, I start researching for my rookie draft, knowing who. So ask me a middle linebacker in this draft. I couldn't tell you anything. Ask me somebody who had.
I don't think I could name a player outside of the four quarterbacks and two wide receivers going in this NFL draft.
Yeah, no, but it's so deep at wide receiver that you can get a guy second, third, fourth round that would be a great wide receiver three. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pick at the top of the draft, pick a quarterback. If you're not going to be there, move back to, like, trade back the 11 pick, get a couple second rounders, move back to the 20th pick, have the 20th, 23rd, get an edge rusher, get a defensive back. And let's build this defense and then build the trenches. I think the best teams are the ones that are building the trenches right now. Get D-line, O-line depth, and let's move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I do think there's a little bit of a race here for the Minnesota Vikings. And the salary cap next year, mm-hmm. next offseason, they're going to have over $100 million in space. So, like, yeah. My take on that situation is you need a rookie quarterback now, because, and you can give up next year's first round pick, because whatever holes you have in your roster, you have so much cap space, you can fill it with whatever player you want in free agency. Not that those players always work out, but draft picks don't always work out either. So do you think there's a little pressure on the Minnesota Vikings, or do you think there should be pressure on the Minnesota Vikings to draft a quarterback this year, knowing this cap space available next year? And, like, in my mind, I'm like, get a quarterback now, let him go through a half a year of sitting behind Sam Darnold, put him in the starting lineup, get him reps, so that by year two, he's Super Bowl ready. And the Minnesota Vikings can open up their Super Bowl window when they fill in the gaps at cornerback, at linebacker, with all of the cap space available. So do you think there should be pressure on the Vikings to get a quarterback now and not wait for it?
There's a reasonable pressure. Like, I mean, yes, you want that quarterback, but you also look at what the Panthers did last year. Don't overpay. Don't give up the future for a guy who can bust like Bryce Young did, and now Carolina looks like they're screwed for the next 5 years. Like, yeah.
But what if they drafted CJ Stroud instead? What if they drafted CJ Stroud? And, like, he did what he did last year with the Carolina Panthers.
Right. No, that's... It's very true that it's beneficial, but also look at where CJ Stroud was drafted. You didn't have to overpay to get him. Also, nobody thought, none of the NFL scouts apparently thought he was going to be better than Bryce Young, or he would have gone earlier. These guys get it wrong. It's a bit of a crapshoot. Don't overpay for a lottery ticket. Pay what's reasonable, because you need that shot. You're not going to win a Super Bowl without taking some risk, but don't overpay. Build a team if you have to. Figure it out later when it's available. Don't freak out and feel pressured like the Vikings did with Ponder. Felt like, oh, we need a quarterback. We got to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to way overpay. It screws you. It just absolutely screws you down the line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at the 49ers with Trey Lance. Who knows how good their roster would look if they didn't trade multiple three first-round picks, I think it was, to draft Trey Lance out of North Dakota State when he barely showed any college game tape to warrant a number two or number three overall selection. But you look at guys that could be available or probably will be available at number 11 or number 23, and that's Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. I don't watch college tape either.
Hard pass on me, for me.
I'm for both of them.
Yeah, I'm out. If we don't get one of the top four guys, I want to move down and get Ridder. I think get a guy in the late second, early third. He's got upside. He's got a crazy strong arm, and maybe you get lucky like the Cowboys did with Dak. Maybe you get lucky with, or like the Seahawks did with Russ. And there are guys who come out of the second, third round, or back to the 49ers take. How much trouble would Lynch be in if he didn't find Brock Purdy in the seventh round?
Yeah, he'd be fired for sure.
You can get lucky with later picks too, and maybe if you have a team built around that can support a mediocre rookie.
But a part of this is selling the franchise too, and selling the organization to fan bases. I mean, that's a part of the job because it's a major for business, sure. and selling it to the ownership, like saying, "Hey, Wilfs, hey, you know, we missed out on the top four quarterbacks, but look at this, we got this guy named Ritter who no one's ever heard of before in the third round. What are your thoughts on that? Like, don't you think that's a part of it?"
Oh, it definitely is. They've got to worry about that. As a fan, I don't have to. As a fan, yeah, I get
that's
to,
true. That's but, true.
But. They do have to worry about what sells. But I don't know what next year's free agency looks like for quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't either.
You have all that money. Maybe if you don't get your guy this year, if you build up around, maybe you spend all that money on a two-year contract on a veteran guy who could do something. I don't like that move. I'm not recommending it, but that can put fans, it can put butts in the seats, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sensing a little tension in Kansas City with their quarterback situation. So maybe they'll release him, and with the cap space the Vikings have available.
You did say dream situation earlier. I'm down for that. Very, very down.
Oh, funny. Another piece that needs to be considered is the Justin Jefferson contract situation. He hasn't signed his extension yet. Apparently, before the beginning of the regular season last year, they were super close, whatever that means.
Right.
And it seems like a big part of his extension is going to be what the Minnesota Vikings franchise can sell him with the quarterback situation. Does that scare you at all? Like, if they miss out on the top four guys, does that mean that JJ is going to hold out longer and not sign that extension?
I don't think so. I don't think that he's too worried about that element. I think he wants to get paid. I think he wants as much money as he possibly can. There's no reason for him to sign it any earlier. I mean, I don't know. What's his motivation? I think he's waiting for Ja'Marr Chase to sign. He's waiting for... So then
makes
that
makes sense. You got to set the market, right?
Set the market. He doesn't want to go before Chase. If he goes after Chase, he can make more than Chase. I don't think it has to do with the quarterback. I think it has all to do with getting the bag, and he should.
Yeah, you're speaking like you've talked to JJ recently about his decision making. is there a little something to report here? You got your inside sources?
I'm actually his agent, so I'm waiting to get my cut, you know, just so that I can funnel it back into the podcast. It's all about the podcast.
Hey, relegation fantasy football league, number one overall pick. Who's the best fantasy football player out there?
Fantasy football or rookie? Number one rookie pick or just any?
I'll just say any fantasy football player. Who's the best?
Yeah, McCaffrey right now.
Really?
McCaffrey's the one. He's going to – I don't know. He could age out, but he just does so much.
He's the one.
Yeah. He's so good. He scored how many touchdowns in a row? It was at, like, weeks with a touchdown. Crazy. Mm-hmm. He's so good.
But the running back position, pretty easily to get hurt.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. But Jefferson missed Jefferson missed 7-8 games and absolutely killed your brother-in-law last year. So,
man, that hurts.
It happens.
That hurts. So,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Think about something. The Relegation Fantasy Football League podcast likes to share rankings and picks on Twitter with random, and then there's like a poll and things to vote for. Like who draft the best team? Let's see. Let's, and it goes beyond football too. Like I saw some random ones, which are super fun. Okay, I got a couple selections for you to pick from.
All right.
Team number one.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Arby's shake. Hurricane Cane's chicken.
Oh.
And a Dairy Queen Blizzard. Okay.
Okay.
That's team number one. Team number two. You've got a Texas Roadhouse bread. You've got pasta from Olive Garden. You've got Arby's fries, like the curly fries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got an ice cream from Culver's. Which team are you picking?
Oh, my gosh. That's not even close. The second one all the way.
Really? What gives you the nod? What gives you the nod?
Well, for one, you're a little heavy in the ice cream dairy section on that first team. You've got a shake from Arby's and a blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Whoops, my bad.
You're a little heavy on that there.
I made it up on the fly. So.
Not bad. I think hot take, the curly fries are better than McDonald's fries anyways.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think it's very reasonable. I think that's the only honest take out there.
And also the only reason people go to Texas Roadhouse is those buns anyways. You had me at that. I was waiting just to be patient and a polite guest. You had me at Texas Roadhouse buns.
I had you at buns. Are you a buns guy?
I am a buns guy.
Are you a buns guy?
For sure.
What about a breast, like on a plate? Like, if you have the option of buns or breasts, which option are you picking?
Is it
like both are just readily available, just like right in front of you?
Is it the KFC extra crispy or the original recipe? Because that changes everything.
Well, I don't know. Whatever you want it to be.
I'll take that extra. I'll take that extra crispy.
Does KFC still exist?
Oh yeah, it's flourishing.
Is it really?
Oh, the golden age of KFC. No, I have no idea. I can't
finger
remember the last.
Good? Is that what they are? Finger looking good.
Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember the last time I went to KFC.
Man, it's like them and Burger King. How do those two restaurants survive? I feel like I never see anybody in Burger King.
I love Burger King.
No one discusses Burger King as their favorite to-go restaurant.
Well, okay. To-go restaurant. What falls in the to-go category?
No, I know. McDonald's, a Culver's, you know, you throw in a burger. If there's a McDonald's, a Culver's, a Burger King, and like a Chipotle, who's stopping at Burger King in that joint? Nobody.
Okay, that's where I was wondering. Do you throw Chipotle in? Because I don't consider Chipotle a part of that group. It feels so different to me.
Because of the long lines or what?
You go in. They don't really have a drive-thru. I feel like that's a major issue. But of those other ones you named, I would take Burger King out of all those, out of the Wendy's, McDonald's, the ones that get like, and Culver's, Burger King's my favorite of those. The ones that get tough is when you include Taco Bell. Mm. That throws some, or Arby's, throws some issues in.
The big question that will determine the amount of respect. I already got some respect for you because you picked curly fries over McDonald's, but it isn't even close. The big question that I have for you that's really going to detail the amount of respect that I have for you is when you order Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
how many scoops of chicken do you put on that bowl, or steak, or whatever kind of meat?
I am as cheap as it comes, Tim. I like to call myself frugal. Everyone else says you're not frugal. You're cheap. You're cheap. So I will go with the one scoop chicken and double everything else up until, because that's free. Get as much bang for the buck and then make my own guac at home because that guac is too expensive. can't be adding
that quack is expensive. You're not lying there.
It's ridiculous.
But the good thing is that when you make all that money and you pour it into the podcast because of your Justin Jefferson's agent, you pour that into the podcast, mm-hmm. then the podcast makes a bunch of money.
Oh yeah.
And can you pour that into a Chipotle bowl? Like, do you have to be JJ's contract into the podcast into bunch of money from the podcast and then to into a Chipotle bowl?
You know, I'll have to get a financial advisor first. He'll have to let me know. I don't want to make that core mistake that so many guys. I don't want to be the Adrian Peterson. You know what I mean? At 40, still trying to work. I'm gonna let my financial advisor tell me, can I afford that guacamole?
Well, did you know that AP still thinks he could be a good running back in the NFL? Did you see that? He still thinks he's fit enough to do it.
I did see that.
He said, not even his body's never felt so good.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's way ahead of schedule on whatever injury that he had surgery on. His he's never looked better. His workout tapes are incredible. Everything every person not on a team says.
Speaking of Luke Geiger entering the fantasy football season, do you feel like your mind is as sharp as it's ever been?
Oh. You know what? When it comes to fantasy football, no. I wish it was. I definitely I put more time into this league than I have any other league, but only because of the podcast and more of the fun commissioner side stuff of it. Sure. I would say that I don't feel like I know as much as I thought I knew maybe end of high school, early college when I had no job.
You're probably winning more games when that happens. Knowing more doesn't necessarily help. It's like the March Madness bracket and fantasy football scenario. Where the person that doesn't know picks off a team based on colors or picks a player because they like their last name probably has just as good as a chance.
It's probably very accurate. But I definitely felt like I knew more when all that I had to do, I had no work, had no, like, school was I was an art major, Tim. All I had to do was draw and listen to fantasy football podcasts. It was great. So that's probably when I felt the most confident in what was coming up the next season. Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel like an old man when I am going back and checking some of this stuff and realizing, oh, some of my favorite players are 30, 31, and they don't matter in this league anymore. I feel old.
Oh, man. As you should. Yeah. You look good. You look good, though. You look good. By the way,
Thank you.
When you're talking about KFC, that extra crispy something, was that related to the breast or buns? I couldn't quite.
Oh, no, breast.
Full breast just, guy.
Yeah. If it's not the extra crispy, then I'm a buns guy. It is the extra crispy, I'm a breast guy.
Sounds good. Okay, that's good to know. Well, I don't know. Is there any questions you want to ask me? Because basically I'm done.
Yeah, okay. So you have had kind of a vendetta against J.J. McCarthy in your recent... Like, you do not want McCarthy.
I don't want McCarthy.
Would you be okay with McCarthy if it's just what... Like, would you rather
if
have
he falls
McCarthy...
to 11, I'd be okay with McCarthy.
Okay, but you don't want to trade up to get him.
Don't
want
to trade up to get him. No, I think he's a bust written all over his face.
Okay.
But what was your question? You're going to miss another...
No, that was pretty much my question is, would you still rather get a quarterback? Because you were saying earlier in this podcast, it's like there's pressure. You got to get a quarterback. Can't win a Super Bowl without that rookie contract with all the salary cap space coming up. I was wondering if you're like, well, I'll take the lesser of two evils, you know, kind of like any voting for any politician, or like I'll just take whatever's there, or I would rather just not have anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I do think that there's pressure mounting on the general manager, on the head coach. I think they have to leave this NFL draft with at least Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., or some Drake May, J.J. McCarthy guy, because it's year three now. And when you come into year three as a general manager in the NFL, a point that I made on a couple podcasts ago is when Quizzy... Oh, I just burped at the same time.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I had no idea that was coming either. When Quezzi was in the interview room with the Minnesota Vikings owners, he didn't say, hey, you know what, going into year three, maybe we'll have a quarterback plan. He said, you know what, we're going to have our guy, and we are going to be Super Bowl ready by year four. And if he doesn't have his guy, well, then he's just delaying that Super Bowl window, and then he starts to be on the hot seat. So I think the pressure is mounting for him to get a guy immediately in this year's NFL draft because of the situation that's unfolding. And Kevin O'Connell, you need a quarterback too, because your future as a head coach is also dependent on who is throwing that football to arguably the best wide receiver in the league. So I think it's absolutely necessary for the Vikings to get a guy. They've sold the fan base on getting a quarterback this offseason, particularly in the NFL draft. They've talked about this plan. Hey, we're ready for the plan. We know what's going to happen, this plan. It's like, okay, we better see something unfold here or the fan base is going to be pissed off. And when they're pissed off, the owners are going to be pissed off. And patience is not going to be there for that general manager.
Do you think that Kwesi went into talking with the owners and said that he was going to run it back with Cousins, then do this? Or do you think Kwesi went in and initially said, here's what I would do if I had the team? I would rebuild. I mean, he's a stocks guy. He would get rid of the aging asset, mm-hmm. buy cheap. I think that he did that and basically said, here's what I would do. But if you want me to roll with Cousins, you've got to give me a 4 to 5 year window because we're going to have Cousins for 1 to 2. Then you got to let me do my rebuild.
The big thing that he's been consistent on is this competitive rebuild, the competitive rebuild.
Right.
He said that over and over again where it's like, okay, 7 games, I guess that's a competitive rebuild, but Kirk Cousins got hurt, so there's an excuse built in there. But I do think that getting rid of Kirk Cousins was a part of the overall plan this offseason. Mm-hmm. You offer him a low-ball 1, max 2-year contract, and you got to know the Atlanta Falcons are going to make a major deal for him because of the situation. And how isn't that attractive if you're Kirk Cousins? You know, you can either be a starter for 1 year while the fans are calling on that rookie guy to take your place while you mentor him at the same time sitting on the bench, or you could go join a team in a crappy division that's getting better with Bijan Robinson and other star wide receivers like Kyle Pitts. So I think it just made sense for the Vikings to get rid of Kirk Cousins and offer him, hey, you know what, if you take a year deal, great. But if not, we'll see you later. Go to Atlanta and enjoy whatever people do in Atlanta. So,
for sure. No, I think you're right there. What would you, one last question for you, what would you grade Kwesi's offseason so far before knowing if he gets a quarterback? Like, where do you have him right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say B+ because of the defenders that he added to the roster. Van Ginkle, Greenard, basically replaced him with Danielle Hunter, but a younger version of him. Shirt up the linebacker situation, which is also why I think you need to get a quarterback. You got the defense figured out. You got Brian Flores' pieces to not get blown out by Jake Browning or Jared Goff or Jordan Love to be competitive with these high explosive offensive teams. Now go get your guy because now the team is ready. Get him on a rookie contract. The team is ready to take a leap. So that's why I just think everything adds up to this quarterback's position. If you don't get a quarterback, it's like a D-.
Yeah, well, if you don't, for you, it's if you don't get Drake May. You really have one quarterback or nothing pretty much.
That's true. It really is. I think they need to go all in for Drake May or even Jaden Daniels. But, you know, if they're lucky and Caleb Williams falls to 11, hopefully that's a situation that can occur.
Yeah, I think that's what we've discovered on this podcast.
You said 23.
Caleb Williams at 23. That's what we want.
It's Michael Jordan's number.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just makes sense.
It does. Yeah, because Michael Jordan, when you're talking about the NFL draft, it's everybody talks about Michael Jordan.
Number 23, the GOAT.
That's
right?
It is.
Number 23. If Caleb Williams wants to be the GOAT, he'd be drafted number 23 overall because Jordan wore number 23. So, that's why I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Logic.
All right. Well, Luke, thank you for taking time to join the pod today. I'd love to have you on in the future again.
Heck yeah.
If your wife allows it to happen. And I'd love to hear more takes about buns and breasts from you in the future. And thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule in Phoenix, Arizona to join the Minnesota Tim podcast.
Ah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. Yeah, can't wait to join again. So many other food hot takes.
Oh, man, let's go. Everyone, thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the corner. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the pod wherever you are listening to this podcast. Thank you for making this episode and this podcast a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.